Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had quite a chilly spell here, and I want to share with you some information from our recent Words on Wellness newsletter. This monthly newsletter is put together by Extension Wellness and Nutrition Specialists across the state, and the topic for February is soup. Sounds great on a chilly day like we've been having lately. They list three reasons to have soup as a meal. First of all, people who eat more soup usually have a healthier diet. An ISU study found that soup eaters consume less fat and more fiber and vitamins than those who don't eat soup. This is probably because most soups contain a variety of vegetables and low-fat broths. Soup is also filling because most soups are high in water and fiber. They help you feel fuller longer. For this reason, soup helps people maintain a healthy weight to avoid excess calories, enjoy broth or tomato-based soups, and avoid soups on a regular basis that have a heavy cream, cheese, or butter base. The third reason is soup is easy. It can be as simple as opening a can and turning on the microwave, and even canned soup can be a healthy meal if it's low in sodium. You can pep up the flavor of low-sodium canned soup with onions or garlic powder, oregano, basil, turmeric, or a dash of hot sauce. You can also add your favorite frozen vegetables if they are not already in the mix. You can also find tons of great recipes online for easy homemade soups if you'd like to try making your own. Check out the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website. You can read about different soup recipes on their Spend Smart, Eat Smart blog and find a variety of recipes to suit your liking on that site as well. Once you're done with your soup, the Words on Wellness newsletter gives you some tips for storing it if you have leftovers. First of all, you want to quickly cool it before putting it in the refrigerator. Place the soup in an ice bath or a sink filled with ice, or stir a few ice cubes into the broth. You don't want to put lukewarm soup in the refrigerator, as it will take too long to reach a safe temperature. You never want to put a pot of soup directly into the refrigerator, as you might damage the refrigerator and it's not tightly sealed. Instead, pour the cooled soup into shallow containers, no more than 2 inches deep. Shallow containers ensure that food will chill to 41 degrees or below in less than 4 hours, and this prevents bacterial growth. Store soup in the refrigerator for no more than 3 to 4 days before eating it or throwing it away. You also want to be sure to reheat your cold soup to 165 degrees Fahrenheit or higher to ensure it's safe to eat. There's also a variety of ways you can freeze your homemade soup if you want to make a big batch and eat it throughout the winter or save your favorite recipe for later. You can find more on how to freeze a variety of different soup types on the Answer Line blog. And again, that link is on the Words on Wellness newsletter, or you can just look up Answer Line on the ISU Extension homepage and search freezing soup. And again, all that information on the Words on Wellness newsletter located on the Cass County Extension homepage. We encourage you to check that out. They also have some great activity tips and a soup recipe right there in the newsletter. I want to remind folks that we have a variety of options coming up for folks who still need to get their private pesticide applicator training done this year. And the most important reminder of all is that due to COVID seating restrictions, we are not accepting walk-in registrations to those trainings. So if you're planning to attend a face-to-face private pesticide applicator training, you must call our office in advance. Pre-registration is available just simply by calling and giving us your name and phone number, and you can still pay the training fee at the door. Our next upcoming face-to-face training, and the last one for the year, is coming up on March 8th. That is an evening training at 6:30 p.m., and again, we are currently taking registrations for that training. If you would rather not attend a socially distanced and masked face-to-face training, we have several different options. You can partake in a live Zoom from home option. You can call our office for details and dates on those. You can also participate in a Zoom from the office option. You don't have to have technology to do this one. You just pick a date that we're offering it, come into our office, and watch the program being broadcast live from another office. You can also schedule a time to come in individually or in a small group and watch a pre-recorded DVD. Again, all of these trainings are available through the Cass County Extension office. All of them cost the standard $20 training fee, and all of them do require scheduling in advance and pre-registration. So if you still need to get your private pesticide training, I encourage you to check out our website for upcoming dates and give our office a call to get the date reserved that will work for you. Also, on the Cass County Extension website, you'll notice that we are currently accepting applications for our summer program assistance. We hire two summer assistants every summer to help us with fair preparation and summer camps and youth activities. Applications for those are now open to through this coming Monday, February 22nd. And if you would like more information, I encourage you to find that application and its short job description on the Cass County Extension website. Great opportunity for youth that are home from college for the summer, teachers that are not working during the summer, or anyone who wants to have a little fun and do a lot of hands-on learning this summer. The summer assistant position is usually available from about mid to late May through mid-August. And again, those details are flexible depending on your schedule. We just encourage you to look up that application if that sounds like something you would enjoy doing and get your application in by this coming Monday, February 22nd. As always, for more information on upcoming events, check out the Cass County Extension website. Follow us on Facebook for updates and local events. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.